we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, October is over for the markets, and guess what? It was one of the best Octobers we've seen since 2015. And markets saw a rally towards the end of October, and that was because two of the four remaining unknowns. Remember, I've been talking about this for a while, the unknowns and the pillars supporting the economy. Well, two of the four remaining unknowns received some clarity. And that helped the S&P 500 rally back, and the NASDAQ and the Dow, to fresh all-time highs. The pullback we saw in September, that was caused by the market facing uncertainty when it came to Washington, the debt ceiling, tax hikes, earnings, margin concerns, yields. Remember, they were rising quickly. And the Fed tapering.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I'd love to. So over the past couple weeks, we've seen clarity across these unknowns. And as a result, the stock markets liked it, started to rebound. As you know, when it comes to Washington, this last week, Democrats abandoned the tax hikes that we were looking at. And this is obviously a fluid situation because we're still trying to get through, as you heard this last week, President Biden's been talking about the $1.5, $1.7 trillion, which is all paid for. It's not coming out of our pockets, I guess. I don't know how you do that. But anyway, the corporate tax hike, which was on the table, has been removed. And so on the earnings front, this past earnings season, we've seen quite good results. We're about halfway through it, and companies have cited margin issues and supply chain disruption, as you know, been hearing about that, not able to get things to make things. But so far, they're managing to deal with it. They're navigating through these issues and focusing on the demand, which is out there, which is still pretty robust. So bottom line, the positive tax news and the continued strong earnings from companies are the main reasons why stocks are rallying right now to all-time highs above what we had predicted. We had called 4,500 on the S&P 500, and we're well into that now. So if earnings season finishes on the current strong note that we're seeing right now, and there are no material tax increases that pop out here before the end of the year, then that strengthens the case for a further rally in stocks through the end of the year. But I want to give you some upside and some idea about what I see coming here. So when you look at the expected 2022 S&P 500 earnings, right now they're holding at about $220 a share. Yeah, believe that. So that means that the current levels, the S&P 500 right now is trading at almost 21 times earnings. It's 20.75 if you want to be exact about it. Now, this is historical because the typical valuation is 20 times earnings. So we're seeing higher values right now in stocks. And the reason for that is because there's no potential for anywhere else to put your money right now. It's pretty much all there is. And so when you give it a little bit of leeway when it comes to 2022, you could see a little bit higher. How much higher? Well, let me get into that. At the same time right now, we're continuing to see that the S&P 500 is maintaining these multiples. And why that is because you got yields rising. But as global bond yields, not just U.S., we're starting to see this happen in Europe. And as global bond yields start to rise, they become more attractive to investors because the risk is so much lower. And so that's why people will be less willing to pay more for stock. Think of it like this. With yields near 0% or negative, investors have proven themselves willing to pay more than a 20-time multiple for stocks because taking that risk was better than getting nothing. But before QE and forever 0% interest rates, a 20 multiple would have been considered expensive. And that's because investors could get 3, 4, 5% investing in 10-year treasuries. And they didn't have to pay up for returns. But the point is the current value of the market is getting prohibitive. We're getting close. And as yields rise, people aren't going to be willing to pay that. And so right now with a 21 multiple, if we say that for 22, I'm looking at 46.83 as the upside on the S&P. So that's about 2% higher from where we are right now. And that's about where I see it. So bottom line, I think this market right now is fully valued, and I'd say very fully valued. And given the seasonality right now, the Santa rally, that momentum, we may see a little bit more, but just realize this is a fluid situation. And bottom line, this positive tax news and the continued strong earnings are the main reason why stocks rallied this past week, and that's it. Now, somebody else recently called also markets sort of near a top, and that somebody else is a fellow by the name of Tepper. You may remember this guy. He was out last week, and I pay attention to this guy because sometimes he's right. And he voiced some caution regarding the markets, and he cited valuations very much along the lines of I was just talking about. And he basically said right now, I don't love any asset class. Stocks, bonds, richly valued, face risk, rising rates. These are all things he was talking about. And he wasn't saying get out or short the market, but he was also saying it's not the highest concentration you should be having right now in stocks. So rich valuations, 5 to 10% rally. I don't know if we could see that, but I'm certainly could see that sort of a drop. So just be prepared for that. And while the outlook for stocks right now are still positive, I don't think 2022 is going to be as strong as 21 when it comes to your total return. So you still need to be long. You need to have a balanced portfolio. You need solid exposure to the sectors I'm about to tell you about. But I think 22 is going to be more like probably a 7 type of return as opposed to these double digits we've been seeing. So as inflation rises, which is certainly out there, I'm sure you saw that this week, not only in Europe, they're dealing with some serious inflation above 5%. It's arguable whether our insurance is 3.5 to 5. I mean, there's certain areas where it is. So as long as you see yields rising, you see firm inflation, that's solid growth continuing with earnings, then you want to favor things like cyclicals, financials, natural resources, consumer discretionary, industrials. That's where you want to be. So take a look at your portfolio, see where things are, and make some adjustments and be ready for the turn when the turn comes, because it will come.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.